Square, but nothing like last year where it just poured the whole day.
Well, it's kind of a vibe too.
Yeah, it's a fun vibe when your whole the whole reason you're there is to use expensive electronic equipment.
Oh, Jesse. Yeah, and it looks like that whole fall energy is coming fast and furiously here as we're doing the Vancouver Mixtape Weather Report. Looks like it's rain in the forecast,
very,
Jesse.
Very up to the minute. This will be super useful for the Tuesday and Tuesday Thursday, people. Tuesday and Friday repeats and yeah. Any of you podcasters out there.
I am only going to give the Monday morning read, so it's going to rain. But yeah, aside from Victory Square, did you get out to any of the biggins?
No.
Any of the big, you didn't know Rifflandia?
No. That's no ferry.
Look,
that's
hey,
across, I just across a body of water.
I just thought I'd ask. You didn't head to Harvest Fest to see 5440?
I did not.
The kings of local music.
No, I went and saw a obscure artist known as Beyonce. I went and did that recently.
Did you say is it Cobalt? That you saw?
Yeah, pretty close. Yeah, pretty close. the next night, Katie went and saw Earth, Wind, and Fire and Lionel Richie together.
What?
Yeah, with her dear mother, who was in town for a visit for the express purpose of going to that concert.
Cute.
Yeah. So Katie got Beyonce and Lionel Richie and Earth, Wind, and Fire on back-to-back nights. Not jealous.
This is the Vancouver transgenerational huge pop star tape.
Exactly. I have been delinquent in my local music festival attending. Yourself?
I did not go to any of them.
See,
but
you put me on the spot as though I'm the bad guy.
The FOMO was a lot. I felt bad about it, though. Yeah. So it was like I was there.
Yeah, great. Should we play some more music?
Playing music.
Okay. This is local duo Cosmetics. They put out a bunch of stuff in the late 2000s, early 2010s, and then sort of hibernated for a bit, but now they're back with a full-length LP called Baby. That is out around October 10th. Well, it's out on October 10th. If you're buying a physical thing, it'll come out. Anyway, yeah. anyway, this is the first single from Cosmetics. It's called Pillow Talk.
It'll start with dawn.
from Primp, from the new record Jester. That's Callie, a song that I only agreed to play because I myself am taking a trip down to California soon. Just kidding.
You just wanted to brag.
Yeah.
You just wanted to brag.
Just wanted
to
brag. Yeah, before Primp, we heard Patty by K Carr from their record Up Top. And we kicked that off with Pillow Talk by Cosmetics from their upcoming record, Baby. All of that on the Vancouver mixtape. That's this show with me and the sniffly boy over there, Jamie.
I'm sorry. I'm allergic to everything.
Allergic to fun and also dander, which sometimes go together and sometimes do not. I'm not going to yuck anyone's yum.
Jesse has so much fun with dander.
Well, considering that my house is probably like 35% dander at any given time, and I have had fun there, yeah.
Jesse is the danderest boy.
The dander king.
The dander king.
So, I don't have anything else, a segue to our next music.
Ran out of dander jokes.
Ran out of dander jokes. You know where they don't run out of dander jokes, though, because there's always dander around, is the farm. And you know what kind of music is often played at a farm?
Country music.
Whoa, that's Jamie. Any kind of music they want to listen to. That's, you don't need to stereotype country folk by saying they like country music, but
on this particular farm.
On this farm, maybe. And you know what? This farm kind of likes a little bit of country, a little bit of punk, a whole lot of rock and roll.
I like all those things.
Yeah, and so does the band Buyer's Remorse, who have a record out called For Those of You Who Won't Applaud that features a lovely painting of an ostrich wearing a rain hat sitting on a dock or a pier with some wind chimes. Anyway, we're going to play a song off of that record called Sunglasses.
Yeah.
Audrey here on the Vancouver Mixtape. Cool fake flute in that track, and just a good song. That's
loves fake flute.
I love fake flute. You should listen to my ambient music. It's full of fake flute. Before Alana, we heard Citrus Flavored Sour by Little Sparky, or Little Sparky. You know, the one who is sparked, the Sparky, or the one who sparks, I guess.
Little Sparky.
And before that was Sunglasses by Buyer's Remorse, which I unfairly characterized as country. Although there was a little bit, there's a little bit of country roots there, but
there's some twang.
Jamie unfairly characterized farmers as being country fans. I want to get that across once again. Please do. No, don't. okay, Jamie, we have time for. Oof. No, we don't. I thought we had more time left than we do.
You have to shelve the 10-minute song. Yeah,
well, I was going to give you the option between live recordings of local noisy indie rock band La Lune, who performed at Carfride. This recording, though, from a show at Green Auto in September, or the sorrowful, dark, ambient-inspired dungeon synth of Erlost. But you know what? I do have time to give you a little bit of that, just not the track I wanted. So this is, you're not going to get a choice, Jamie. You're just going to hear the sorrowful, dark, ambient-inspired dungeon synth of Erlost.
Joke's on you, that's what I wanted.
The record, Like Dust. This is Gehalgod.